great pleasure and great joy, and that is to extend to each and every one of you a hearty welcome to this, our annual October convention. Some of you we have not seen since our Florida March convention, and others not since our October convention, and others not even before then. And today we meet together, separate from the world, to partake of the Lord's table. A great pleasure and great joy, and that is to extend to each and every one of you a hearty welcome to this, our annual October convention. Some of you we have not seen since our Florida March convention, and others not since our October convention, and others not even before then. And today we meet together, separate from the world, to partake of the Lord's table at the feet of Jesus. We are here today to feed on the spiritual food. We are here to have more than a social gathering, although it is a joy to visit with one another. And this spiritual food has been prepared from the Lord's table for us to partake. 8 discourses have been prepared by our dear brethren. Brother E.K. Penrose prepared some discourses. He's not here, but he had a problem coming down. So we have to give him recognition for his great effort in our behalf. We love him, and I know you all do, and we will miss him at this convention. Drop him a card and tell him how you miss him, and he had a little bit of heart trouble on the way down and had to go home. Also, Brother Rawson, Brother Joseph Panisi, and Brother Ed Lamell, each of them had prepared 2 discourses each. Brother Mike Balco has worked hard to prepare the details of this convention. Brother Rich Saunders, as music chairman, will delight your heart with music we all love so well. And our dear Brother Stephen Nyack has prepared a vesper service that you will all delight in, I am sure. Also, there are 3 periods of fellowship in which to enjoy our being together and renewing old contacts. Our theme text from Ephesians 5:8, which you see before us here, walk as children of light, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. It's a wonderful admonition from the Apostle Paul for us all to observe. Sunday school classes are being held for the children attending the convention, and our dear sisters have prepared temporal provisions for lunches and suppers served right here in the hall, which gives us more time together. Our theme hymn, which we've just sung, number 260, is very beautiful. Send out thy light and truth, O Lord. And in Bible usage, the light of God and the truth of God are the same. We are the children of light, you and I. And in the harvest time, we are promised that in the proportion as we walk in the light will be the promise be fulfilled, that we shall all not be in darkness. The Christian light is through the illumination of God's Word, as we read, the Word is a lamp unto my feet and a lantern unto my footsteps. Moreover, dear brethren, the illumination granted the children of God is progressive. The path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the more perfect day. We thank our Heavenly Father for the gradual opening of the eyes of our understanding, wider and wider, to know the love of God which passes all of human understanding. We thank our Heavenly Father for the light of truth and for this opportunity to meet with those of like precious faith in the holy bonds of Christian fellowship. Our hymn that we have sung is a joy to our heart. And now, dear brethren, we will continue with this convention by turning back over to our dear brother, Bill Vrooman, who has consented to take some of the load for me here. So I thank you for this privilege.
Brother Leonard probably thought I was still in Australia. Australia. Brother and his brother Joe told us a while ago to sit back and enjoy our flight to Australia. We'll kind of reverse that and say sit back and enjoy your flight back to Central Florida. So we'll go from Australia back to where we are here, and we know that wherever we are, the Lord is leading and directing us and guiding us every step of the way. We'd like to just read one scripture before we begin our little Vesper service. These are some verses that are very precious to all of us. They're Paul's opening words to his letter to the church at Philippi, which we know this was one of the most beloved churches that Paul had associated with, and he had very beautiful language to them as he begins his letter to them. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it, or will finish it, until the day of Jesus Christ. And I think that this expresses our feelings one toward another for our fellowship in the gospel from the very first day that we have known and loved one another until this very hour. And that we, too, are confident that our Heavenly Father will complete this work with our cooperation and our help and our submission, this work that he has begun in us in this day of Jesus Christ. So with those few words, we'd like to begin our Vesper service. And, you know, sometimes we have, Vesper services where we have a lot of chance to practice ahead of time. This is not one of those Vesper services. The selections you're going to hear tonight, we haven't had a whole lot of opportunity to prepare ahead of time because of various circumstances and responsibilities. So we hope you all will bear with us, and we trust that it'll be a blessing to each one here. So we're going to have some special selections, and we're going to start with a little duet by Sister Jackie Lamell and Brother Rick Sconyers.
There no tear will dim the eye.
Dirk and Sister Jackie. Very nice. We're going to call upon a group of brethren now to come forward to sing a hymn for us. Now I'm going to be favored with a selection by Sister Laurie Maxwell and Brother Rick Scanius.
When troubles surround us, when evils come, the body grows weak, the spirit goes numb. When these things beset us, He doesn't forget us. He sends us His love on the wings of a dove. When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, searched for land in various ways. Troubles he had some, but he wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love on the wings of a dove.
on the wings of a snow white dove. He sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When Jesus went down to the waters that day, he was baptized in the usual way. When it was done, God blessed his son. He sent him his love on the wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow, sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. He sends us his love, on the wings of a
We'd like to take a little break for just a second and have everyone turn in their hymn books to hymn number 23, Christian Fellowship. And let's join in singing verses 1, 2, 3, and 6. 1, 2, 3, and 6 of hymn number 23. And while we're singing that, we're going to ask our other little group to come forward and get set up here. Number 23, verses 1, 2, 3, and 6.
Thank you.
Behold, from
May the Lord bless you and keep you this evening, and we'll turn it back over to Brother Wessel.
You heard the Deep South singers. Now, if you go to Australia, you'll hear the Deep, Deep South singers, you see. And these singers were beautiful. And it's the admonition that the Lord has in this psalm. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I'll be glad in the Lord. And we can say amen to that and thank the Lord that we have such beautiful voices that can really touch the heart. And we thank you, dear ones, for that. We'd like to now have read the songs of the night, and Brother Don Moore from St. Petersburg will read it to us.
Songs in the Night, 27 October. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him. To the soul that seeketh him, it is good that a man should be both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Lamentations 3, 25, 26. Let us make no mistake. It is a question of inheritance or no inheritance among them which are sanctified. He who is faithful in that which is least acknowledges the Lord and his provisions in connection with all of his blessings, temporal and spiritual, will be prepared to look forward with continued zeal and will receive the shepherd's care accordingly. On the other hand, those who do not appreciate the meat in due season and the special provisions of this harvest time, these will not be prepared. These will quite likely be deceived by those who endeavor to deceive them and draw them aside to themselves.
If I don't make this announcement, I'll be reminded by at least 8 elders over here.
Our kind and loving Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Your Father, with great joy in our hearts, we desire to come into thy presence at this time to thank thee for the blessings of this day, for the opportunity that we've had to come together in this place, to fellowship one with another, and to talk about those things that are so near and dear to our hearts, those things that are in thy holy word. And it is such a joy to hear these things repeated to us again and again. We never grow tired, dear Father, of hearing thy truth, and it is with great joy that we have come together this day for that purpose. We thank thee for the blessings of this day. We would ask thy blessing to continue with us as we further fellowship together this evening and as we go to our various places of abode. May our fellowship be sweet, and may we have a night of rest, that we might come back here tomorrow with further determination and zeal to do thy will and to hear a further portion of thy plan revealed unto us and spoken to us. Be with those who are not, haven't been able to be here with us today, or those who have perhaps only been able to be here for a very short time due to physical limitations. We especially think of them and ask thy blessing and thy strength and thy comfort to be with each one according to thy will and to their individual needs. As we would ask this for all of thy people throughout the entire world, we've been reminded, dear Father, of some of these this evening, and we think of them overseas in various places, and we desire that the work of completing Zion might be soon accomplished. And now we'd ask any forgiveness for anything this day that is amiss in our lives, for we continue to pray for all things in thy Son's precious name.
Now be prepared. These will quite likely be deceived.
For it has in the psalm, I will sing unto the Lord.